RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me this Sunday. We'll hear from The Creaking Door this week, South African series that took to the air in the 1960s. We're not sure how long it aired until, but most of the surviving episodes come from the 1964 to 1965 run. Our story today is from August 24th, 1964. It's titled Happier Dead.
Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Recognition signals. for he is an espionage agent. Or to be blunt, a spy. And he is waiting.
The way to the public library.
Yes, but they won't be open yet.
Good. That's the recognition signal agreed on. My name, my code name is Tanya. You are Igor, that is so, isn't it?
Yes, I'm Igor. We are meeting Ivan at the Blue Moon restaurant. Come on.
Today I saw someone I've not seen for many years.
So, was he in the profession?
Yes, this one hears rumors. It was Boris Ilyenko.
So, you saw Boris Ilyenko. That is most entertaining.
What do you mean?
Come into the restaurant. We can discuss it with Ivan. He will be highly amused.
Yes, Ivan?
Tanya, my dear. Oh, you look superb. Ivan, Tanya's just seen an old friend of yours.
Guess who?
Now, don't be foolish. Tell me immediately.
One must keep up with one's friend.
Boris. Boris Ilyenko.
Oh, it's quite a while since I saw Boris. He was with me in East Berlin. There was nothing wrong with him apart from the fact that he was dead.
Dead?
Yes, my little one. It was at the time when Harry Kane defected. Our cover was blown. The group was exposed, and the East German police dealt with Boris Ilyenko. It was expedient that he be eliminated as one of Kane's closest friends.
Are you sure? I know Boris well.
Did you speak to him?
Well, of course not. He might have been on duty, but I just not approach another agent with a gay laugh, my friend. But I'm sure it was Boris. An upstudied recognition, the way he walked, the fit of the head on the shoulders, the way the cigarette drooped from his lips. Besides, he recognized me. He gave me a tiny wink. You know, just a flicker of the eye.
Any man will wink at a pretty girl. No, I saw them shot. You're mistaken.
If I am, then I've seen a ghost.
I wonder if there are such things.
Let us rather discuss the business that brought us here.
I should not like to meet the ghosts of some of the people I knew in the past. Remember, Boris, the huge hand, the way he handled a pistol, other things about him. He was an eliminator himself at one time. No, I should not like to meet his ghost.
Oh, a ghost cannot strangle or stab or shoot. Ghost is not material. I've never seen one myself, but I do not entirely disbelieve in their existence.
However, the business. We're concentrating on the mobilization plans for the Eastern Army, as you know. Igor, it's your task to undermine and subvert government servants of the lower grade. You know your business. I wouldn't presume to discuss this with you. We'll give you orders.
Very well, I shall attend to it.
Tanya, I have an immediate job for you. You'll act only as courier. I want you to go from here to the Grand Concourse Hotel, room 76, and contact Alexei. You know him, of course.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of working for Alexei before.
He'll give you a packet of papers to bring here. You'll knock on the door with the usual recognition signal. He will admit you immediately.
And when I have the papers?
He will take them to the East Station and board a train that Alexei will name. Understood?
Yes, perfectly. I shall see you both later.
Thank you.
talked to the doctor. He died of a coronary occlusion, a heart attack. But the doctor said he thought that Alexei had died of fright.
It would take a great deal to frighten Alexei, my dear.
Boris was there.
What utter nonsense.
I saw him, as big and ugly as ever, filled with a huge, terrible laugh.
Go to your hotel, Tanya, immediately. I shall telephone you.
Very good. I shall stand by for orders.
A moment, little one. Did Boris say anything to you?
I'm ashamed to say that when I saw him and heard him laugh and saw the contorted face of Alexei, I fainted. Foolish of me.
Not at all. It's very understandable. The shock must have been severe. Now go to the hotel, Tanya, and wait. I must have advice. Although what the committee will say when I tell them we're being haunted, I don't know. I must have time to think.
Very well. Good night. Listen. you may destroy us both.
Moves in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
So all the spies are double-crossing one another. Well, that seems ordinary enough. But I'm rather interested to meet Boris again. I'm sure we shall, you know.
Tanya, I must tell you what I have in mind. This hotel room could conceal a microphone.
No, I picked it at random.
There was a man named Harry Kane. He was our agent and he defected. We had to close down our ring in Berlin and move east quickly.
And Boris Ilyenko, he headed the ring then.
Yes. But we had a small fortune in American dollars for the usual purpose of subversion and to pay our agents and saboteurs.
Of course. It was lost when your car turned over and burned. I remember the inquiry. You rushed the Czech border and the guards fired. The car went out of control. You were all cleared.
We didn't lose the money, Tanya. We hid it. Here, in the city.
That's treason.
A word is a word is a word. Yes, I suppose we were traitors and thieves, but who missed the money after all? There were millions more to draw on.
But this was dishonest.
Very well, I admit it. My dear little flower of the Stepland, I am a spy. Do you think everything I have done is smelled as sweet as your exquisite perfume?
It was done for your country. It was your duty.
It was done at the order of a picketed fool of commissars who didn't even believe the good, the reliable information we gave them. Tanya, will you come with me?
I don't know. We'd never get away with it. They'll find us wherever we go.
Agents do disappear. They know nothing of the money. Beloved, say you'll come. I did work out to the last detail. We'll leave by tonight's train across the continent.
What about Ivan?
Ivan is supposed to come along.
Supposed to?
Oh, let him have his share and let him come. I've had enough of double dealing, enough of murder.
Yes. If we need to escape, to begin all over, then let us start with clean hands, my dear.
I'll get the ticket, sir. Wait for me here. Switchboard.
Give me a line, please.
Very good, miss.
Of lies about hidden money, but I can see this little game, Ivan. We must stop him.
Of course. Did he try to implicate me in his clever little scheme?
Yes, I should be quite frank. He indicated that you too were a traitor.
Say no more over the telephone. Leave this to me.
Very well. I must, of course, make a separate report to headquarters.
Of course. If you write it now, I can encode it and send it over here tonight.
Very well. I'll start now. Excuse me, Ivan. There's someone at the door. Goodbye till I bring the report.
Only me, poor Boris, returned from the grave.
straight from here to Tanya, didn't you?
I love Tanya. She loves me.
You can't stop
it. Poor fool.
Why should we not have a chance of happiness together?
Blundering idiot.
She's a conditioned and dedicated party member. She got through to me immediately to report your defection.
I refuse to believe it.
She demands that a report be sent through to headquarters tonight. Tonight!
Oh, no. Not Tanya.
When will you come to your senses?
All right. I believe you. I am betrayed. I'm a self-deceiver, a fool, an idiot.
You betrayed me, too.
And what can we do? There must be some way out.
She will come here with her report. She must never leave. Do you understand?
Oh, but I couldn't. Ivan, sir, I'm a fool and worse, but I love this woman. I tell you, I love her.
Then you must leave it to me, my friend. But first, we must get the money from where it's hidden.
Must Tanya be eliminated?
What do you think, my poor, demented friend? You've always had a weakness for pretty women, and I always warned you to be the death of you.
If it must be, it must be.
To take a woman like Tanya to South America is asking for trouble. Besides, can't you imagine the lovely senoritas that will be there? You have the tickets.
Oh, here, Ivan.
Right. Give them to me. That'll be safer.
Anything you say, Ivan?
Now for the money.
It's in the cathedral. I ducked in as though I intended to pray. The stones were worn and old, and it was simple to pry one up. Nobody saw me, I'm sure of that.
Right. Take the offer.
A long day, Ivan, you got into...
Oh, Tanya. Oh, Tanya, little Tanya. Listen, tonight we escape. Igor must go. Go to the station and wait. I'll be there by train time.
Horace is dead.
I saw him shot. machine gun doesn't make mistakes, I tell you.
Come, let's board the train.
Come on, darling.
Last lift,
of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the
Mexico.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen.
That's our strange tale for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show today. You can find more from The Creaking Door, past episodes of this podcast, and all the other shows at relicradio.com. You'll also find a link there to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button. If you enjoy this and all the shows, would like to help them keep going, please consider a donation. We've got some downloadable sets for certain donation amounts. You can find out about all of it at relicradio.com. My thanks, as always, to those who have donated, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.